Boker Tov, everyone. We are in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. We're really up to see Beis, the bottom page, 290 or 291, 292 today. We're going to see all of it, I hope. Here we go. We are discussing the Gemara Daf Tes Masechet Shabbos that tells us, Lo Yeshev, or the Mishnah tells us that a person is not supposed to start a malacha or start a Suda Samach Lemincha. And we talked to Agdama yesterday. We discussed that the Gemara asked us, what are we talking about over here? In terms of food, are we only talking about a Suda Gedola? Or even a regular suda katana, a regular meal that you would have on a regular weekday, even that is going to be, that's only talking about a major, a big suda, like a suda gedola. And who did, by the malachas that we're talking about like a super duper type of a haircut, the guy who cuts like one hair at a time, and then it's gonna take a long time, or it's like a regular, I don't know, teddy haircut that's going to be a 5 minute buzz, that's a regular, even that's going to be asr samach lemincha. All those are intertwined in the same shayla. What are we talking, big suda, big malacha, or even a smaller thing that is going to be asr to do? And we discussed also, are we talking about mincha gedola, talking about mincha ktana. Now we laid down the shittos yesterday, the Rif and the Rambam, paskin lechumra, the Rif and the Rambam, paskin, that we're even talking about a suda ktana, and even samach lemincha gedola. You're not allowed to start even a small suda close to mincha gedola, dahainu, you can't even start a suda. Once chatzos comes, a half hour before mincha gedola, samach lemincha we say, half hour before that, you were not allowed to, according to the Rif and the Rambam, you would not be allowed to eat lunch at that point until you go ahead and daven mincha. That's the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. So the Mechaber paskins over here. Let's see it inside. Says the Mechaber, Lo Yeshiv Adam Li Stop Your Samach LeMincha Ad Sheyipalel. A person should not sit down to get a haircut close to mincha until he davens. V'lo Yikanis LeMircha, to not go to the bathhouse, V'lo LeBursaki, and not to the leather tanner. Velo ladin, and you not sit down for judgment. Velo lechol, and not to eat. Afilu suuda ketana, samach lemincha gedola. Even a small suuda, samach lemincha gedola. So pshat over here, according to the Chabur, we'll soon see the Ramah disagrees that Sfardim would not be allowed to eat lunch until they got mincha once chatzosis. Before chatzos, they can go ahead and start this. But after chatzos hits, they would not be allowed to start lunch until they go ahead and daven mincha. But who did? To get a haircut, to do all these things, to start a dinner basin, all these things would go ahead and also be awesome. Then the Mishnah told us, though, that if he starts b'isser, he's allowed to finish so long as there's still time to daven. That's the Hemchuch of the Mechaber. V'im hitchil ba'achas mikol elu, you already started any of these things, Eino Masik is not required to stop. Afal Pish Hitchil Be'isser. Even though he started Be'isser, he is not required to stop. Okay? Now, look inside the Berlacha, very interesting. Dimrasli Hitchil Be'isser says over here, not only you're not required to stop, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Says, V'kol Shein Tzarech Lahasik, if you don't have to stop. U'masik, and you stop anyways? Nikra Hedyuk, you're called an idiot. Okay, your Nikra Hedyuk is based on the Yerushalmi, you have this in Sukkah also, where you're putting in the Sukkah and you're Machmer to eat in the Sukkah, your Nikra Hedyot. Okay, there's a lot to talk about there. What are we exactly talking about? The Magen Avraham applies that to over here. However, the Aderet Eliyahu disagrees with this, but Aderet Eliyahu Berak Al Derechos Mishnah Gimel, Cholik Al Zeh, if you want to stop your Suda, go ahead. And Dav Mincha, you'll be allowed to stop your Suda, you'll allow to go ahead and do this. So whether this is a Rishus to stop, or one should stop, that's this machlokas over here between the Magen Avraham and the Aderet Eliyahu. Fine. Moving on. The who, that's only you're allowed to continue doing whatever you were doing, she shows beyond, like, pal achas shikmar sudaso melato, only if you're going to still have time to daven mincha after you already started. So obviously if you started close to mincha gedola, you're probably gonna have enough time, whatever you might be doing, none of these things are gonna take 5 hours. Okay? But if you start the suda without thinking about it, I don't know, an hour before shkia, okay, an hour before shkia, now you started the suda, okay, you weren't allowed to for sure. But if you did, you're still gonna have time. You're allowed to finish the suda. If you're not gonna have time, you have to stop in the middle of the suda and go daven mincha. Fine. Then it says, So what is considered haschala? What does it mean you started? So each thing has its own din of what is starting each different malacha. As we explained, Masechet Shabbos, Masechet Chol Tisporet. V'shiyaniach suda al sapayim al birkav, when he puts the barber bib, when he puts that apron, the barber apron on the person, that's considered the beginning of a haircut, and he does not have to stop at that point. V'atcholas merchatz, the beginning of going to the base of merchatz, mishivshu al levushu al yom, when you take out your outer garments. You take off your outer garments, that's already considered the beginning of base of merchatz. Vaschal is Bursaki. Well, all the times he visits the leather tanner. Okay, when you go to the leather tanner, what's that? Make sure your beged thing, tefavli tidercha Bursaki. Okay, when they tie the beged that they use for tanning leathers, that's gonna be the beginning. Vaschal is din. What's the beginning of judgment? So imayu asukimbo, if the basin is already osek in judgment that day, mishiatchil balidin liton, when the balidinim start to give their case, they start to present their case. Okay, he owes me money, he doesn't owe me money, whatever, once they start their case, that's the beginning of din. Vimloyu asukimbo, if the basin had not started saying this is the first case of the day, the basin is just sitting for the first time, so mishatvu adayanim, when the dayanim in the lacha is, the basin has to be tatim batalis. Okay, that's one of the things when they're ma'atev and they're talis, that's the beginning of judging. Ulzidan. Okay, mishyashu adaitla do nowadays, we don't have the same halachas by dayanim, by arbatadinim, so when they sit down, the basin sits down, ready to judge, that's already the beginning of din. Vatcholos achila, very important. What's the beginning of considered eating? Make a bracha on the food. When you put the food in your mouth, no. Says the mechab mishito yadav. Once you wash your hands for the suda, that's already considered the atcholos hasuda. And by the way, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal borrows this also by the din of shalashus, that you're not allowed to eat shalashus. Let's say pas shkia, okay? What do you have to do before shkia? According to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, you can be samach on this just by washing the tilas yadayim before shkia. That's already considered atcholos hasuda. You already started your sudat shlishit. Even if you're not set a motzi yet, then you're allowed to continue. Fine. That's all Shitas of Mechaber. We've laid it down. He paskins clearly like the Rif and the Rambam. Therefore, he doesn't talk about fancy haircuts and v'choli v'choli. Sura Ketana, Samach L'Sura L'Mincha Gedola. That's what's going to be Yasser. Comes the Ramah, and he sings that brings down Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held, right? We learned yesterday that only a Suda Gedola, like a Suda Schasna, Samach L'Mincha Gedola is going to be Yasser. The only time you can't start a Suda by close to Mincha Gedola, it's only by a Suda Gedola. And that's what he brings down there. V'yeshchoki Mesvirlu. The Suda Ketana Mutter, a small Suda. By Mincha Gedola, that's Mutter. You can have lunch. You're allowed to have lunch without davening Mincha. That's not a problem. Only a large Suda, that's what's going to be Aser to do. We'll come back to the gather once again of a Suda Gedola, Suda Ketana. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Suda Ketana Samach LeMincha Gedola is going to be Mutter. Ashes the Suda Samach LeMincha Ketana, even a Suda Ketana is going to be Aser. However, then the Ramah brings on even more makel opinions than Rabbeinu Tam. The Balamar, the Mordechai, quoted over here, hold that even a Sudas Chasana, okay, a major Suda, Samach L'Mincha, that's also Mutter. We're not afraid, so you have plenty of time to have a Mincha. You're allowed to start even a Suda Gedola, Samach L'Mincha Gedola. They're passing that the Hagmar is only talking about Mincha Ketana. And once some take it even a step further, because still the Pashas over here, that's only by Mincha Gedola. Once you have Mincha Ketana, everything's going to be even Suda Ketana is going to be awesome. This opinion says, V'yeshomrim, the Suda Ketana, afilu samach l'mincha ketana shari. We have another opinion who allows you to have always, the Suda Ketana can always start even samach l'mincha ketana, so long as you're going to leave yourself time to have a mincha, we're not choshish that it's going to be mamshich too long, and you're going to end up missing mincha. So according to this last two opinions, the only thing that is usher from this halacha is starting a Suda Gedola, samach l'mincha ketana. A late afternoon wedding, then it's going to be usher. If you have not daven mincha yet, it will be absolutely usher. That's what's going on over here. Those are the opinions. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So you should know the Gra, quoted in Dira Maslava, Yeshchokim Israel de Suda Ketana Mundar, his Ayim Bebera Grosha Kadu de Iker Kadeyazu. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra paskins like Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. That Samech Lamincha Gedola, you can start, have lunch, but a big Suda is going to be Usher, and Samech Lamincha Ketana, even a Suda Ketana would be Usher, that's the Psak of the Gra. However, the Ramah says, and these last two opinions, Vinagu Lahakal Kishtea Svaros. The minig is to be makel, says the Ramah, like these last two svaras, that min suda gedola, samach l'mincha gedola is also going to be mutter, and a suda ketana, samach l'mincha ketana is also going to be mutter. Only thing aser is a suda gedola, samach l'suda, samach l'mincha ketana. The haina b'suda gedola, samach l'mincha gedola, who b'suda ketana, samach l'mincha ketana, b'shus moreinu rabbeinu harav shlita. V'efshar hatam, What is the reason why we're so makel? We're going to go like the most makel opinions over here. Even though we have the riff and the Rambam who passing the most lumber opinion. We have Rabbeinu Tam, who's like a middle sheet over here. And we did other opinions of the most makel. We passing the kula. Says the Rama over here, Mishum da Achsham Korin Lebeis HaKnesses Lo Chayshinen Dilma Yivshav Lo Yitpala. He says because they had something called the Kriyas HaShamish. The Shamish is to go around the shtet going Mincha, 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 and used to remind people to have Mincha. Therefore, we weren't so concerned that people are going to go to miss Mincha. Therefore, the Rama says, since we have this, one can rely on the fact that the most makel shitas that allow you to have even a suda ketana samach lemincha ketana and a suda gedola samach lemincha gedola. Meal says the Rama though, he pulls back us a little bit. Besuda gedola yesh laachmer afilu samach lemincha gedola, but the suda gedola samach lemincha gedola is not so excited about. By feeling hitchel kodem lachein kishbiyam miriyam and mincha ketana v'shau veres tzarech la'akum li'palo. Even if you did start the suda gedola, once mincha ketana hits, once 9.5 hours of the day comes, then you should stop whatever you're doing and daven mincha, so you don't come to miss chas v'shalom, miss mincha. That's the Rama, but it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is even willing to be make a like the Rama was saying originally in Sikkot and Kav Zayin, when the Rama says v'nagul hakol k'she azoros, says v'chein hatiku achronim. This is how the achronim seem to paskin that you can be make a by suda gedola suda gedola samach l'mincha gedola suda ketana samach l'mincha ketana, and therefore for Ashkenazic Jews seems to be that everything is going to be mutar to eat lunch. Is not going to be a problem, even if you have not daven mincha, you definitely have want to rely on it, seems to be, we'll come back to that. However, two questions over here. Number one is that it seems to be for the svarim, they're going to run into major problems over here. Eating a regular lunch on a regular weekday, it's going to be problematic for them if they have not daven mincha and chatzos has already come. That's going to be problematic. But even for us Ashkenazim, it's not so posh either. Why? Because the Rama specifically tells us why we're willing to be makel for these shittas. Okay, it's true, lunch is not going to be such a big problem because anyways, before, we have Rabbeinu Tam, also the Reliant, who also matters the lunch case. But these other cases, deciding a Suda Ketana, Samach L'mincha Ketana, or Suda Gedola, Samach L'mincha Gedola, sounds like he's only willing to be makel like these shittas because they have something called Kriyas HaShamish. Because he has the Shamish coming to remind everyone to daven mincha. And therefore, we don't have that. No one walks around these days and tells you, don't daven mincha, daven. Maybe in the yeshiva some people do. But other than that, people do not have people necessarily reminding them to daven mincha. Okay? And therefore, the poskim come both. The Svarta Bir poskim, Rav Avadia, quoted in Halacha Brura over here, they bring down that yes, it's a dumber poshet, that if a Svarti should, if they could make it a din, they should try. Not davening, not eating lunch until davening mincha, like Iker did it over here in the Shulchan Aruch. But he says the reason why they are mekel is because they are somich and a minyan kavua. Since they have a minyan kavua, they daven whatever it is right before shkia or a mincha gedola minyan, whatever it might be that they have a minyan kavua to daven. And when you have a minyan kavua, they're medama that similar to like Kriyas HaShamish. That's built into their schedule. Rav Moshe Feinstein also holds a such a Friday in Igros Moshe Chelik Dalet Siman Tzadi Tes. It's quoted also in Shmir Shabbos Perek Nun Vav Ha'aru Yudbeis. This idea of Minyan Kavua would work similar to the Kriyas HaShamish. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions it also in Sifkaten Ted Zayin. Moreinu Rabbeinu Aram Shlita over here, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, it first sends you back to Siman Peites. Sifkaten Lamedal, which is really found in the back of the krach. Okay, there's extra haras over there. Over there, we have two important aterim to rely on. And that is, you need your chelik alf. It's in the back of the chelik alf over there. And over there is what you could do instead of having a public kriyas HaShamish, you could have your own private kriyas HaShamish. That is called a shomer. Okay, if you appoint someone to remind you to that mincha, so that you could definitely rely on these shittas over here. Even by Surah Gedola, Samach L'mincha Gedola, Surah Ketana, Mincha, Samach L'mincha Ketana, you can rely on that. But not only that, Marina Rabbeinu Aram Shlita brings down also, and this is a very, very practical way of getting around Mezli's issues most of the time, is setting yourself an alarm. If you set yourself an alarm, it's also your own Kriyas HaShamish over here. Setting alarm would also help over here. And therefore, if anyone gets stuck in a case where the Mincha Minyan is not yet and they have to sit down for a Suda and they're afraid maybe it's going to be Mashiach and they have a sub-sake as an Halacha, set yourself an alarm reminder to go to the Minyan that you want to get to. And then you have especially if it's a minyan kavua, you have all the shitas to rely on then, and therefore that there one could be makel. And once again, even the svarim are makel on this, even by the Suda Gedola, even by the Suda Ketana, Samach Lemincha Ketana, and Suda Gedola, Samach Lemincha Gedola, they are also willing to be Makel over here. Okay? Similarly, by all these malachas, you have to take a shower, okay? You're gonna take a shower. Whatever it is, you should have something to remind you. That mincha is not gonna be Mam Shalkei. Shower might not be exactly like a bathhouse. If you're gonna get a haircut, okay? You're gonna get a haircut, you haven't done a mincha yet. It's not so possible you can get a haircut. Okay, so therefore you go ahead and set an alarm before going to the haircut. A point of shomer to remind you, to give you a call to remind you to go daven mincha. Another classic case would be, something you have to be very careful about, is if you want to take a nap. You have not daven mincha yet, and you want to go lay down. Okay, how many times we hear, oh, I laid down and I ended up not waking up until after the zon, I missed daven. Okay? Craziness. So therefore, you have to make sure if an alarm clock wakes you up, so set an alarm. If an alarm clock doesn't wake you up, so that's not enough. That's not a good shomer for you. Make sure you have someone who's going to wake you up, or else it's also to take a nap. You can't go out and take a nap if you're not going to have a way that you're going to be able to get up clearly in order to go ahead and then. Okay? So that is one thing that we see over here that you don't have what to rely on, especially the min Suda Gedola, Samach Lemincha Gedola, and even Suda Ketana, Samach Lemincha Ketana, if you're planning on davening Mincha B'Yachidus, okay, it's really not going to be so much. Mr. Burr says in the Ogeret, Sivkot and Kav Ches, he says, Ma'iri Shadarko Gankin Le'achiv Palo B'tzir Beis Knesset, talking about a case where he normally goes, the Kriya Shamas doesn't help if you don't go to the Beit Knesset normally, okay? I mean, darkly, Palo B'Yachidus B'Veito Lo Ma'ani, Kriya Shasham is not going to help by if you're davening B'Yachidus in your house. Okay, let's just go ahead and finish off the simon over here, and we'll call it a day. We'll see it over here. Vad asu lechol suda ketana, haynu kishikovea lisuda. That which we say it's asu to eat a suda ketana, that's when you're kovea suda. Avolitom, to have a snack, and uchilas peros mutter, you want to have fruit, that's going to be mutter, whatever time it is going to be, we're not afraid you're going to be shami mashik. If you have a little bit of bread up to a kibetza, okay, that's also going to be mutter. That's not a suda that we're afraid is going to be mamshich either. Okay, just to end off over here, what's the gather of suda gedola? I mentioned it in Bekitzer last time. For sure, a suda schasana is going to be shoshur, bris milos, bar mitzvah, all these big sudas, for sure. Okay, the post can bring down that it's lav dafka. These are just examples of sudas that take on a long time. If you have, you invited a whole big family get together, and it doesn't have to be a wedding, it's a big family together, it's going to last for a long time, that's also going to be a get together. Suda gedola. And only that, Marin Rabin or obviously the Tobi, who also paskin over here in Alach Lebrura, also brings down that any suda that has alcoholic beverages served, that's automatically considered a suda gedola. And as the Chavra pointed out, in Seder last night, that Lechora, there's a raya over here from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this also in Sivkatan Lamed Hey. Sivkatan Lamed Hey, he says this as Shaykh Bishtiya Yoter Imu Mashka Meshaker. Mentioned over here, it's my Mashka Meshaker, Lechora, you have to be more weary, and that's what one should be to do. That would be a Lech Lemais over here in terms of starting Mimcha, eating Sudas, v'chuli v'chuli, adkan for today.